November 8th, Election Day 1977. He that is not with me is against me. Matthew 12, verse 30. After all the campaign speeches are over, after the last advertisement has appeared, after the last political promise has been made, voters are required to choose between candidates, take sides on issues, vote for or against amendments and referendums. If one is to participate in decisions of state, and responsible citizens should certainly do so, he or she must mark the ballot or pull the lever in favor of one position or the other. One cannot fence straddle on election day. Everyone who gets involved becomes a partisan. It is the same thing in our relationship with God. He has stated in His Word that He is on our side, that He is for us, that He loves us. Furthermore, He has promised to sustain us, to be our refuge in any trouble. But unlike some politicians, God won't renege on His Word. He keeps His promises. With all of that going for Him, it would seem that He would get everyone's vote. But it is not the case. God's one requirement from us is belief in Him. And that's the rub that keeps many people in limbo, undecided. Jesus denounced followers who were neither hot nor cold in Revelation 3, verse 16, saying, He would spew them out of His mouth. You and I need to commit ourselves wholeheartedly if we expect to enter His kingdom. We need to cast our vote unequivocally. Make it readily apparent to all, Lord, that we are on Your side.